a wedding minister can serve one couple well, but over time, faithful wedding ministry can become part of a larger local marriage ministry. Think about what happens when a church, soul center, chaplaincy setting, coaching ministry, or home-based ministry practice takes weddings seriously. Engaged couples are prepared. Families are guided. Ceremonies become more biblical. Newlyweds receive follow-up. Struggling couples know where to turn. Mature couples become mentors. Future wedding ministers are raised up. This is multiplication. A wedding officiant may ask, "How many weddings can I do?" A wedding minister asks, "How can this ministry strengthen Christian marriages in my community?" Ephesians 4:11-12 says that Christ gave leaders for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of serving, to the building up of the body of Christ. Wedding ministry can become part of building up the body of Christ. Marriage is not isolated from discipleship. Stronger marriages can strengthen homes, churches, children, hospitality, witness, and community care. A local marriage ministry does not need to start large. It can begin with simple, faithful practices. Create a clear wedding preparation pathway. Offer pre-marriage conversations within your role. Recommend Christian marriage growth. Build a referral list. Connect couples to church life. Encourage mentor couples. Offer anniversary blessings. Train future wedding ministers. Develop a prayer team for marriages. This is Ministry Sciences in Action. Healthy ministry needs structure. Good intentions are not enough. If every wedding is handled randomly, the ministry will remain fragile. But when there is a simple pathway, couples know what to expect, ministers know their role, and churches or soul centers can serve with confidence. A wedding minister should also build partnerships. Talk with your senior pastor if you serve in a church. Talk with ministry supervisors if you serve in an institutional setting. Talk with trusted counselors, life coach ministers, chaplains, mentor couples, and mature Christian leaders. You do not need to carry marriage ministry alone. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another." Marriage ministry grows best in a community where the word of Christ dwells richly. Local marriage ministry also includes referral wisdom. Some couples need mentoring. Some need pastoral care. Some need licensed counseling. Some need legal advice. Some need abuse intervention or safety support. The wedding minister must know the difference. Building local marriage ministry does not mean controlling couples. It means creating pathways of care. The bride and groom are embodied souls. Their marriage will touch faith, body, sexuality, family, finances, emotional life, church involvement, hospitality, children, if God grants them, and public witness. Local marriage ministry honors that whole person reality. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Their covenant deserves more than a one-day ceremony. So ask yourself, who are the 10 people I could encourage toward future marriage ministry? Maybe one couple could become mentors. Maybe one youth minister could train as a wedding minister. Maybe one chaplain could learn to support marriage ceremonies. Maybe one soul center could become a place of wedding and marriage discipleship. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And a faithful wedding minister helps build a local culture where Christian marriage is prepared, celebrated, supported, healed, and multiplied under Christ.